A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kedushin Mem Aleph, Kedushin 41a, pagination is 81. We have the privilege of starting the second perek in Kedushin, just a few lines from the top. Ha'ish mikadesh bo uvishlucho. A man can do Kedushin, either personally by giving the ring to the woman, or bishlucho through his messenger. He can designate a person to go on his behalf and give the ring to the woman on his behalf. There is nothing unusual going on here. The woman certainly knows who it is that is becoming her husband. There's no trick here, but the nuance is that it can be done through a shliach, through a designated person, something that we will, im yirtzeh Hashem, discuss in the next session. The Gemara wonders, of course, if you can do it through a shliach, you can certainly do it yourself. Why did the Mishnah feel the need to tell us both possibilities, Mikadesh Bo, that he could do the Kiddushin personally, and he could do it Bishlucha with his messenger? Just say Bishlucha with the messenger, and you would know that he could do it yourself, because anything that can be done through a shliach obviously means that you could have done it. Otherwise, you can't designate a shliach to do something that you can't do. And the Gemara in the first answer says, Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yoser mi bishlucho. There's a mitzvah for him to do it personally rather than to do it through a shliach, based on a principle that we've encountered. For example, by Shabbos preparations, Rav Safra machrich resha, Rav Safra prepared the head of the animal for the Shabbos meal, Rava malach shivuta, Rava salted the fish personally, even though they had many people working on Shabbos preparations, and they were very busy people and prestigious people. For the sake of Shabbos, they got involved and they did the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to do something personally rather than to simply get it done, to delegate it to somebody else. And that's the first answer, Mekadesh Bo, preferably personally, Uvishlucho, but you could always do it with a messenger. And we're simply dealing with the concept of it's better to do a mitzvah personally. The Gemara continues, Ika da Amri, there are those who say, Baha Isura Nami Ispa. There really is a possible prohibition over here, and that's why we said he should do it himself, or if necessary, through a shaliach. What kind of prohibition is involved here? Amar Rav. Rav taught us, Asur la'adam sheyikadesh es ha'isha ad sheyirena. A person is not allowed to be mikadesh a woman until he sees her. Shema yira badover miguna v'teskana alav, lest he sees something objectionable, a wart on her face that doesn't bother anybody else but bothers him, and she'll become disgusting in his eyes, objectionable in his eyes. V'rachmana Omar, and the Torah told us, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, you have to love your neighbor like yourself. You're going to have to love this woman, so that even if he personally is willing to take the risk, he says, I heard she's got a great reputation, I did my investigations, you're not allowed to be mekadesh her without seeing her, because maybe something about her would bother you, even though it didn't bother anybody else, but it would bother you, and you won't be able to love her properly. You have to love your neighbor like yourself. You're going to take her as a wife. And we really have to go a step deeper here. It could be that the husband would say, if that would happen, I'll deal with it. She has such a good reputation. If it turns out she doesn't look so good to me, I'll deal with it. I won't look at her so much. Whatever his brilliant solution might be for this marriage. The halacha from the Rabbanon, based on the pasuk of Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, is that you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, the Mishnah was intimating that if he didn't see her, or didn't see her recently, so is Mekadesh Bo, he has to do it personally so that he sees her, make sure that he's in tune. Uvishlucho, either if there's some case of duress, or if he knows what she looks like and he's seen her recently, perhaps that would be a possibility. It's interesting that even in Jewish cultures, observant cultures, that they do arranged marriages, they do not push the marriage through until the young man and young woman actually meet and have a few minutes together. Even if the parents are so sure, and even if the children are so sure that they want to trust the parents, this meeting is required based on this Gemara. And of course, if one or the other comes out looking like they swallowed a raw lemon or something like that, then you have an idea that we have to address the situation. The other part of this Mishnah at the end, Ha'ish Mekadesh es Bito Kishehi Naira. A man can be Mekadesh his daughter, meaning marry her off, while she is a Naira. Naira is a technical term from the time she becomes Bas Mitzvah, 12, until she becomes 12 and a half. The father is allowed to marry her off, Po Uvishlucho, personally or through a Shliach. And the question, of course, is, why does the Mishnah talk about Kishehi Naira when she is a Naira? He's also allowed to marry her off when she's a Ketana, when she's underage. And the Gemara explains, Osur la'odam sheyikadesh espito kishehi Ketana, that there is a restriction on a man marrying off his daughter while she is underage. Even though biblically it's allowed and it would be binding, he's not allowed to do it for a different consideration. Ad she tigdal, until she gets older, v'tomer, and she will say, Biploni ani rotze, I approve this person. I'd like to marry this man. And what's happening here is that when she is a ketana, when she's underage, even if she would say, I like that person, that's considered a lack of das, a lack of good judgment. She's not yet a bas mitzvah. Maybe she likes him because she notices that he likes the same foods that she does, or something like that. Or because, in today's world, we would say he's cool. Until she's a bas mitzvah and says, Biploni ani rotze, her judgment is not clear judgment. So either she's not offering her opinion, or her opinion is not accepted because she's still too young. And therefore, there's a restriction on the father to marry her off. Our Mishnah therefore talked about the conventional case where once she's a bas mitzvah and she's able to articulate that she approves the marriage, then the father could marry her off to this man. And such a concept did exist. According to Torah law, it would work even under age. And that case would presumably be if, God forbid, the father was, let's say, terminally ill or something, and wanted to see his daughter set in a good home, so then halachically it works. But it wasn't the conventional case. The conventional case is Achetigdal, until she's a legal adult, which is bas mitzvah, v'tomer beploni ani rotze, and she's able to say, I like this person. Both of the examples from the Mishnah that we chose are really essentially the same principle, that it would work by someone who's legally representing him or her, but we're not comfortable with that, and there are restrictions on such a kiddushin lechatchila to go ahead and do it. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.